This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on.
If you make abortion a crime, you make it illegal, then you make women and doctors criminals.
All right, so that's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The subject was abortion. Donald Trump stepped into the middle of it and then kind of stepped around it. And I think this is going to be one of the lingering issues probably deep into the weekend. As you know, we have the Sunday swirl when everybody talks about the politics of the day and what happened. Corey Lewandowski will also be up there. But just so you know, here's what happened. Trump actually reverse course over something that he said. First, he said punish women for illegal abortions, and there was a massive firestorm over his words. And then he talked about what he's saying, this is what I actually meant. He didn't even really quite phrase it that way, but he talked about, well, this is what he was talking about. And the reaction was very, very swift over the comments, of course, from the Democrats. That makes sense, because it was like feeding raw meat to the lions. So he said on Chris Matthews' show, he said that there should be some sort, exactly what I'm saying, that there should be some sort of punishment. And he said this in an interview tape for a town hall forum. And Matthews said, for the women? And he said, yeah, there has to be some form. And then Matthews pressed him repeatedly on abortion and to clarify it. And he said, you know, should abortion be punished? This isn't something you can dodge, he asked Trump. And he said, well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party, conservative Republicans, say yes, they should be punished. And asked what a ban on abortion would entail, Trump said, well, you know, you go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places, but you have to ban it. Then, later on, he tried to clarify what he said, saying he would not seek to punish a woman for getting an abortion. And then he went deeper and said, if Congress were to pass, bear with me so you know the whole story, if Congress were to pass legislation making abortion illegal and the federal courts upheld this legislation or any state were permitted to ban abortion under state and federal law, the doctor or any other person performing this illegal act upon a woman would be held legally responsible, not the woman. So that's what he said. He said, the woman is a victim in this case as the life in her womb. My position hasn't changed. Like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions, is what he said. All right, if you want to react to that or anything else that we're going to bang on here in this hour of America Tonight, please jump on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 83, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, we will definitely go in that direction. Let's go to Walter in Minnesota. Hey, Walter, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening earlier about the problems with like they were talking about Black Lives Matter on the radio and about not being treated fairly and stuff like that. And I started thinking about it's more than just a Black Lives Matter thing. I think what we have is a systemic problem across the board, no matter what race you are, when it comes to regards to our judicial system.
Okay, so say that a little bit, you know, flesh that out a little bit more for me, saying that the judicial system is rigged, in other words?
It definitely is rigged.
Yeah.
But well, not just there is for one race.
Yes, across the board, meaning, well, here's what I think. I think if you have a lot of money. You can get the best defense money can buy. Of course, there is no definite guarantee of what will happen there, but they know perhaps the judge a little bit more. I'm not even saying bribing or anything. I'm just saying they have that relationship, and it makes a difference. And we see this in all kinds of cases, not just civil cases. I'm talking about criminal cases. And you're right. I think it's more than anything, it's a poor versus wealthy.
To a certain degree, you're right, but I think there's another issue at play here. I think because the judicial system, when it comes to the police, the public defenders, the prosecutors, the judges, they work too close and at hand. They're too close-knit. I think we need an independent group that oversees lots of things so people don't feel like they're stepping on other people's toes, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the politics of it, yes. And there is politics that weave in and out of the judicial system. A DA, a judge, the lawyering on all sides of it, absolutely. Yeah. It's the politics involved. It's like when you, it's interesting, and Walter, thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for the call. Fresh voice there, Walter. Don't be a stranger. Call back again when you are so moved. As somebody who has a couple of family members who are cops and a couple of family members who are lawyers, there is, like I said, there are these interwoven relationships, the entangled, which sometimes benefit the person if you're representing a certain person, and sometimes it doesn't benefit you. And of course, I don't know, is there a lack of judgment at times? I would also say I wouldn't want to condemn everybody in the system, because there are some incredibly talented district attorneys and, you know, ADAs, assistant district attorneys, who work for a song, have killed themselves to go through law school. And then people are telling them, why are you doing this? Why would you work in the DA's office when you can make so much money and you've got to pay back those loans? And they work dogged hours, ridiculous hours, and they have to work investigators, and they have to beg for certain files and information. And I've seen that side of it, and it is rough to watch what they go through. My brother went to Rutgers Law School, and a guy we grew up with also went to law school, and he, I won't say his name because actually some of you might know his name, but he worked, let's say, the mean streets of Camden, New Jersey, and he was for the people. He's trying to be fair, trying to figure out the best way he could try to change what he saw that was inequities, and it was really, really tough because of the opinions and the politics of what was happening. And if you're listening to me anywhere, you know that. If you've had to go through the system, had a family member, something happened, or you were sued even, it could be civil or criminal. I mean, we're not just talking about a criminal situation. Then you know what it's like. And you know also how long sometimes it takes. And if it's on the civil side, what it can cost. If it's on the criminal side, it can cost you your life. It can cost you a prison term. It can cost you, who knows what if something is botched. Some night we will do a show. It's a great idea for a special show. You know, when you have holidays coming up, where we do something and we use every section of the country on what it's like when you go through the process, civilly and criminally. Interesting, Walter. All right, we're going to shake a leg. Be back in 2 seconds. See you on the flip side.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Knowledge, wisdom, understanding is what we need, children. I said, knowledge, wisdom, understanding is what we need. See you past that night. Here comes the wrath of God. Always keep your eye on your assailant. Yo. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You've been sleeping. So open up your eyes. Listen to the words that I'm speaking. So here we are.
Open up your eyes. You heard the man. Open up your eyes. If you want to shake these phone lines, jump on at 855-266-5283. Talking about a couple of different things, as always, here on America Tonight. The buzz, politically speaking, is over Donald Trump. The Corey Lewandowski thing is one. His campaign manager grabbing Michelle Field's arm from Breitbart. What a almost setup this is. And when you go and you look a little bit more in her background, even though there is footage of it, the footage is non-threatening, let's put it that way. You know, I try to think, and I can't say honestly that anyone's done that to me. I haven't had that happen. I mean, I haven't had someone grab my arm. But it wasn't, when he grabbed it, it wasn't like he yanked her arm. He moved her out of the way as she was chasing Trump down. I think that's the key thing to know. All right, so we got a couple of interesting emails about the show, and I just wanted to show you that the power of you calling and people thinking and how they're processing things. So this isn't the mail segment, but I'm just going to throw these in. I'm going to call this the add-on, added value. So this email comes to us from Brett, who's listening in Hawaii. Hi, Kate. I get your show in Hawaii. I hear you talk about Hawaii every once in a while. I like the show. I like the fact that people call and they have such hardcore opinions. I like that dude named Dan in Texas. Sometimes he makes me mad. Sometimes he makes me laugh. He's like a regular guy, and I can just imagine him. He sounds like a father, that he's probably that way with his kids. You also had a guy that sometimes gives you recipes, and I like hearing that just because it's funny and it's in the mix. And then the people who are emailing the show, I promise I'm going to call you when I get on a different schedule. But Kona Coffee rocks. I heard you mention coffee before. And as far as the candidates, I think none of them are all that great. It's the lesser of maybe all the evils, I don't know. But it's nothing to get overly excited about. Then I got this one from Andrea, who says, I recently found your late night show one night and I couldn't sleep. Woohoo! She says, I was curious because you seem to be diverse and not totally right-wing as the rest of the people in your station are. After a while, I realized that, of course, you are right-wing, but what worries me are some of your callers. Why do you mainly take calls from Grimm and Dan? Those are two of the most vile people I've ever heard on talk radio. What really worries me is that you take their calls and let them spew their horrible venom. And you say, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You let them rant on and never say anything to rein them in. When they say all Muslims should be killed, etc., etc., I would love for you to answer this and explain what's going on with you. Okay, so first of all, that goes to my, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, and you're right, I am diverse, if you want to call it that, open-minded, I don't know, because I say this, I've lived all over the country, I like people, even people that get under my skin, because I've dealt with so many different kinds of people, and my mother really, really, and family raised us, that my brother and I, that way. So I probably do have a high tolerance. As far as the Muslim things, and you haven't heard Dan and I go round and round about that. He always is dogging me about the Muslim thing because I say, really? Are you going to take Dr. J? Are you going to take Dr. Oz? Are you going to take Muhammad Ali? Are you going to throw them all out of the country? And that's ridiculous. It's a blanket statement to say that. And I do agree with some of what either one of them say. I don't frankly, Democrats and Republicans anymore, it melds into what's it's like a dive of chocolate, a bad batch of it. It just melds all into one. And often that is the problem. Where's the backbone? Where's the strength? That's why when I jump on the air, I'd always talk about a third party that, wow, maybe it's time for, you know, a third party. So there you have it. Yes, Grimm and Dan are opinionated in different ways, as are many other people that have called the show in the past and called the show. And that's why I invite any of you, if you have more than one eye open, or maybe just one eye open, to call the show and let your, you know, if you have an opinion, let that opinion fly, certainly. Okay, and I'll do one more, because all of a sudden it seemed like I've gotten a couple of these emails. This one is from Keith. Kate, like the show, like the energy of the show, like that you march to the drum of a, you march to the beat of a different drummer. I've heard you talk about politics, and I can tell you're frustrated with this administration, you're frustrated with the last administration, and you feel like there has to be a better way, which is why you're right, you got me to get off my arse and go to my local city hall and pay attention to what was happening at our city council meetings. Now it's weird, I'm kind of hooked on it. I don't know if that's good, bad, or whatever, but I can tell you what's happening with zoning. I can tell you what's going on with the schools. I can tell you where there's controversy, and there's much more controversy over dollars and where it was being spent than you could ever imagine. So thank you for that, because you're right, it starts at the local level. All right, so there you have it. Let's, as we zig and zag in a couple of directions, let's take one from Grimm. Hey, Grimm, hello, hello.
Well, I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
And, you know, I mean, I can take criticism, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I call you the open-minded media queen, you know.
Yeah, you do say that. You're right.
And that's the way I hope that people would recognize me, because I don't want to kill nobody, you know.
Right, right.
Most definitely. But, you know, I'm not even going to take the first shot. I'm going to be like my ancestors, you know, that, you know, after the Boston Tea Party, in between the Boston Tea Party and signing the Declaration, they stood out the streets there in Philadelphia and told the Redcoats that they were marching through town, quartering their troops inside the homes and kicking the homeowners out. They said, no more quartering at the end of the street. And then, you know, captain lined them up in the firing position, and they shot the first shot.
Yep.
I won't fire until I'm fired upon.
Yep. Now, you know what? I agree. That would be my take too. I would be the same way. Absolutely.
Well, the reason you do that, Kate, is because then you're just righteous.
Absolutely. You try to be that way.
You have God behind you then. And that's
right.
That's the whole thing. That's what the Bible's all about. I mean, it is our country's founded religiously off the Bible. Now, tonight I've caught Cruz, and then I caught a little bit of I can't remember her name, the Democrat Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
On talk shows tonight.
Yeah.
And here's where I'm at with him. Snake oil salesman trying to desperately get $2 so they need it at night to sell their spit.
I mean,
I don't care for Trump that much. I've said that before. But as long as he can break up the system and get rid of that existing D.C. system that we got, because we're in a state of feudalism, have been ever since...
You know, you're right. Here's what the problem is, I think. You know, absolute power corrupts. And if it's not checked, and we have three, we've got the judicial, we've got the legislative, and we've got the executive branch of government, but left to their own devices, some crazy cockamamie nonsense has happened really in the last decade.
Well, I enjoyed that call you had. And I can explain to him, because at one point, during my educational level, is go to the library, like you talk about, and actually go read the codes.
Yeah.
There's a whole section of your state laws there, and there's also a whole section of the federal law code.
Yeah.
Original code was Hammurabi. That's original laws, eye for an eye. And it was called the Hammurabi Code. That's why they called it a code. There's a definition for you right there.
Yeah.
And I got that from the library. It's all in the reference section. You can grab an actual book and read. Now, interpretation, it may take you a while to understand it, but it's supposed to be written at a seventh grade reading level.
Right.
This is the way my dad was brought up, as a technician writing technical procedures for a whole plant for NASA. There was only two guys that ran the whole plant. My dad was one of them, and they had two PhDs above them.
See, don't you love that? Two PhDs above them. Sweetness. All right, Grinster, we're going to let you fly, and we are off like a prom dress. Can I say that? But I'm pumped. Oh, that's a bad joke. Oh, I'm a terrible joke teller. Stay with us. You better dream.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every single show, but for those of you who might have tuned in, this is your first time listening, first of all, welcome. Here's the deal. You hear something that annoys you, you hear something, wow, that's like this great moment of radio, and you think, I never thought of it that way. Or there's something rattling around in your head going on in your own neighborhood. Somebody's done something phenomenal, and you think you need to highlight it. We're finding some incredible stories out there. Send them to me. It's very easy. Go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. On that note, let's turn to our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Topping the mailbag, Donald Trump's abortion remarks from the other day and then walking them back somewhat. There was massive reaction about this. And so here's one of them. This one is from Ron, who says, Kate, it just shows the ignorance of Donald Trump. Sorry for everybody listening who likes Donald Trump just because you're going along and you think that's what you have to do. Here's what you got to think about. I am a conservative Republican. I used to be a Democrat, and then my life kind of switched, and my ideology switched from what I grew up with. So I won't get into that too deeply, other than to tell you he is not a conservative. He is not a Republican, really, in any sense of the word. He is just taking positions all over the map. He's had several positions since he made that stupid remark about abortion. That's why Chris Matthews jumped all over it. So when he says that, you know, he would punish women and then he tried to turn it around, it's just been an incredible thing to watch how it unfolds. It shows he has very little thoughts about what the issue is and what it's gone through and the whole Supreme Court rulings and whatnot. He has no clue is what the answer is. So we want a clueless president? It does show, I agree with the, it shows he hasn't really thought that out, because, and maybe that's part of politicking, if you go back and you look at that issue, so thorny anyway. Chris Matthews, it was kind of a throwout thing, and that's why Matthews did just dog him about it, because he knew, oh my gosh, did he really just say that? And he did, and then it came back, and it was, it came back a different way. So, This is one you got to really think about when you're running. How do you feel about abortion? How do you feel about where we are in this country with immigration? How do you feel about down the line? Otherwise, when you get asked a question and something just comes out, then especially in the world we live in now, it's everywhere, man. Okay, so we got something else on the other side. I got this from Norm. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I listened to your show the other night. I like it. I was hearing the comment Trump made and then what Hillary Clinton had to say. And you're right, it was an easy layup for the Democrats, just like the Democrats have volleyed back with easy layups that the Republicans can jump on. I think that Donald Trump is confused about what he thinks about abortion. And that's one he has to get straight. He has to know how he feels, because it's natural that it should be asked. It's one of the, as you said, top five issues that have affected this country, ripped it apart, and there are many opinions all over the board. Yeah, many opinions. Like, for example, take the former First Lady, Laura Bush. She was not anti-abortion. She said that she was for the woman's right to choose. I don't know about Barbara Bush. And there have been plenty of conservative women and men, frankly, who have said the same thing. Now, there's variations on that, on what they think is acceptable and isn't acceptable and where it should be and whatnot. I mean, we could do a whole week on what are the thorniest issues that separate ideology and politics and et cetera. And you know what? We will. We've got a couple of, I think, really interesting things to talk about here on America Tonight that we could do what I call a deep dive on. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I woke up and I heard this story, so ran to email you it. I'm sure you will know by the time you're on the air, but you've talked about infrastructure before in the show. You've had some engineers on, and it's important because you see what happened in India, that there was an overpass that collapsed and killed lots of people, and that's why, and we've seen it in the United States, that's why we have to be concerned with what's going on with infrastructure and worry about the funding for that and moving forward with bridges and overpasses, and there's so many of them in the United States. What are we doing to protect them? Yeah, this thing in India, although comparing this town in India to the United States with all our different nooks and crannies, but yeah, it was sad. They're saying that the relatives of the people that were killed in the collapse would get like $7,500. That doesn't bring anyone back, and it was a freaky, you know, it was a freaky weird thing. It was a busy time, and it was in Kolkata, which is one of the biggest cities. And the overpass had been under construction for 5 years. So it, you know, was it the work? What was it that led to the overpass collapsing? But it was, it was bad. Just boom. And unfortunately, it was just a question of who was there. It's, you know, the army had raced out to it. They had to rescue people. It was an awful sight. It was shocking to look at it. I did briefly look at that, how the bridge looked, and of course, the Prime Minister is saying he's sad by what happened. What's he going to say? And that's when they announced they were going to give money. And the people that were critically injured, because there were some people that were injured, were going to get $3,000. But still, the question is, what's going on when they've been working on this, when they've been working on this overpass? And they say now, too, that they've pulled at least 71 people from the rubble of the collapse. So there's so many more injured, and this is just early going, and there's people unaccounted for, so they don't know for sure, because it was super, super busy. Let's move on to this one from Jake in Austin, longtime listener and a guy who emails us all the time. Kate, I'm wondering what you think is going to happen in the Final Four. I don't think I've asked you that question yet. Do you think Syracuse can pull off the upset? Well, they can pull off the upset, but will they pull up the upset? North Carolina is favored by is favored by double digits, and I think North Carolina is going to be very tough to beat. Doesn't mean it can't happen, because look what they've already done. If I were a betting person, I would bet North Carolina would be there in the end. In fact, that's what I picked in my final bracket. I just think they're too, I think they're too strong on both sides of the ball the way they're playing, and this is why they're a 9.5-point favorite over Syracuse in that late game on Saturday. The Nova Oklahoma game is really interesting. Villanova's favored by 2, but you could go either way on that one. So ultimately, who's going to be in the championship game is, I think, even trickier to think of. I think it's North Carolina, but who's going to be on the other side? Is it going to be Oklahoma or is it going to be Villanova? I'm going to say my money is on Villanova, but it's so tight and tough to call, and I love Buddy Hield, who is one of the guards there for Oklahoma, who's just been amazing. He's averaging 29 points a game. He's like a sniper from three-point land. So very tough to pick against them. I think it's just going to come down to the wire. Here's one from Kim, who asks, Kate, is there any sanity left in the world? I know that's a vague question. Does it not feel like we are constantly in reverse? I don't understand. It seems like we get along, and then we're at each other's throats. And most of this has to do with politics. I think you're right when you say the world revolves around Trump, because no matter where you are, there is a conversation about Donald Trump. Perhaps not in the grade schools, but I bet if you got even further ahead from grade school, maybe even middle school, they'd be talking about him in some way. Well, yeah, because of the campaign in any kind of current event or social studies class, they probably would talk about the race. But yeah, I mean, it is about Trump. Absolutely. Because he gets a lot of that free media, it's the drafting from the free media, and then when comments bubble up, like the abortion comments, or there's the controversy over Corey Lewandowski, who is his campaign manager, which I think is just ridiculous, over the grabbing of the arm of the reporter. I don't think it was stupid for him to do that, because why put yourself in that situation in the first place when you're trying to stop her? But then there was the point made, well, you know, she's grabbing his arm. So it's true, you could be in that gaggle of media and somebody just grabs the arm. The problem is that she had some bruises on her arm, so he was grabbing her arm tightly to pull her aside. But this is typical of what's going on in this campaign, isn't it? Because it's so weird, the whole campaign season. In fact, there was even a show dedicated to that. It was smart. They took longtime political writers and they showed them saying, oh, this is interesting, we're in Iowa, we're here, what's happening? And it's, and of course they are. It's because it's just the wild-ass circus is what it is. It's just insane. Absolutely. So keep those emails coming, no matter what it's about. As I said, this is an open door, baby, and this is what I like about doing this show. I purposely created it so it was your forum that you could step on the stage. It's not about me, it's about you, brothers and sisters. Don't be shy. Seriously, I don't bite. Send me an email. AmericaTonight.net. Bad excuses, changing blades. We surrender, but here we go again. Hey. You're getting dark in the rain. We figure out when nothing is in vain.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This hour of America tonight, and once again the mailbag is completely overflowing, so thanks for that. You can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net or send them to me at Delaney Media Group at live.com. So let's not stand on ceremony, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jay, who says, Kate, what a moron that guy was who stood there with a big, giant smile, typical millennial, next to a hijacker. They didn't know that he didn't really have bombs. What a fool. I can't even believe it. I hope that people boo him when he walks into the pub in England. Yeah, in case you didn't hear the story, this 26-year-old dude, Ben Innes, stood next to the hijacker who was strapped with fake explosives. They didn't know if they were real explosives or fake. And he had this goofball-y grin on his face. I mean, it's just nutty. It is. It's what a fool. What he should have done was, like, punched him in the head and grabbed the fake explosives, I guess. I don't know. But taking a selfie, I mean, you didn't know what was happening there. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph. And Joseph says, Katie, did you see, I know you keep looking at the polls, And as you look at the polls, what did you think of the polls that are now showing that Cruz has a pretty big lead in Wisconsin? Do you think Cruz makes a run for it and that people that are getting turned off by Trump who's stepping in it will vote for Cruz? Here's the problem. I think the Republican establishment, they don't want Trump. I mean, they just don't want Trump. So can they affect the election? And there's always a can, right? So, yes, in the polls, Cruz leads Trump. It's a week from the state primary, I guess, a week or so. And he's got 40% support. And this is a poll compared to Trump's 30%. What does it mean when people actually go out and do the primary thing? So it's about numbers. It's about results. What are the results? I mean, what are the results? What are the results say? Whatever the polls say, great, but now we're beyond polls. Polls to handicap what it looks like. But however, moving forward, we want the hard numbers. What happens coming out of that? That's what's key. I think it's Trump, unless they mess with him. And I think he really wants it. I don't think he's fooling around. I don't think he's going to dump out at the last second. That's been suggested by a few people. I don't think so. All right, this one is for Mary in Maine. Mary in Maine. I don't know if I remember Mary in Maine. Kate, I feel for those people in Oklahoma and those other states, Mississippi, where they had the tornadoes hit down. I was watching the nightly news. I still do that once in a while. And they made it sound like the whole state of Oklahoma was ripped in two. But then I saw those funnel clouds. I have to tell you, I think it's more frightening to see funnel clouds than it is to be involved in a hurricane. Yeah, are we playing pick your poison? Pick your poison! Hurricane, tornado. Well, with a hurricane, the one difference is you get warnings that are bigger and badder and better. I mean, a hurricane can change course, but you can see the satellite images. You get it. You're seeing it. Oh, my gosh, this one's going to be off the charts. I hope you boarded up your windows and got out of there, whatever. With a tornado, it can crop up. There are tornado warnings a lot of times, but a tornado can crop up and change direction and jump spaces from one place to another. So, and yes, it is so incredibly powerful depending on in measuring it, EF, E5, E3, whatever. It can lift cars and houses and roofs and, I mean, all kinds of crazy things can happen, yeah. And the key thing is the people, the human life, and going for cover. They were talking about Tulsa, and they were talking about down power lines and warning people not to go to certain areas because the power lines were just a wreck. It was also in Arkansas and Louisiana and Tennessee. They had some watches up there. I've done the tornado thing. I've done the hurricane thing. And I think the tornadoes are pretty scary. This one is from Ben, who says, Kate, I don't know about you, but when you look at the final four, I wonder who you think is going to win it all. I think it's North Carolina. Who do you have? I have North Carolina winning the whole thing. Nova would be my sentimental choice. That would be huge. Also Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse, to be that number 10 seed and get in as far as, you know, to go as far as they've gone. That great last game that they played. If you think about Virginia, what they did to Virginia. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're kidding me with that. You are kidding me. And I'm always going to, there's part of me that's always going to look at the underdog. So there's just something about the team that nobody's looking at and then seeing them get there that's just exciting to me. Yeah. So I'm still sticking with North Carolina, however. I'm not changing my decision. I did have North Carolina in my final bracket for what it's worth. The early rounds, I just got killed. I mean, just got killed in those early rounds. So here's what you have, and I think this is going to be pretty cool. You've got Nova and Oklahoma, so two twos, and then you have UNC and Syracuse. And these are the semifinal matchups coming up on Saturday. And there's a great player I like from Oklahoma. His name is Buddy Hield. And this guy, boy, he has had a hot hand. And this is good for him because I think his stock rises, even though he's not that traditional point guard in the NBA, his stock rises as you get to the draft because this is the last year for him. And I think it's going to be tough for Syracuse to get by UNC, but it doesn't mean they can't. They've already been the team that's gotten by the teams that nobody expected. So North Carolina is going to look to just put up as much as they can in the paint. And, you know, the Tar Heels are the best there. I mean, when their shooting's working for them in their favor, they'll have an advantage. And they've got a great senior point guard who's come see, come saw in Marcus Page. And if he's super hot, then look out, all bets are off. I'll tell you, Roy Williams, he knows. He knows. Get those fives, get those shots up, get them to fall. You can't guarantee that, but practice. I think the nerves are settled down, so I'm still sticking with the Tar Heels. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Roger. Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a while. Rest assured, I am listening to the program, and I think that what happens every day in the world of Trump is fascinating to people. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. He's a walking soap opera, and that makes people really, really intrigued by Donald Trump. I have to give you a thumbs up on some of the guests you've had lately. It's been incredibly interesting. The commander you had on fighting from the Assyrian army, I thought was really exciting, and he was there, right there, not far away from ISIS, and what would they do if they had broken through that boundary? I got a real sense of what was happening, especially to Christians there. And then you had another guest on when we had the Supreme Court nominee who was a constitutional scholar, and I thought he added some really interesting flavor to what was happening. And whether or not Clinton would get anybody through. And finally, one more, this one from Sharon. Did you see that William Shatner was named in a paternity suit? And the paternity suit, Kate, is for a whole bunch of money. I did see it. He's being sued for $170 million by a radio host. Yes, by a radio host, a paternity suit. And the radio host claims that Shatner is his father. His name's Peter Sloan. He goes by the name Peter Shatner now, and he says the actor is his father, and he's denying it. Oh, my, oh, my. Watch this one play out. $170 million. Woo. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder and all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
We've got to get out of this trap before this decadence.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.